I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me.
I can see heaven's glory.
And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God, love I know, through the valley of death. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. Down here my steps grow weary, and the road gets rough and long. Sometimes I feel I'm all alone, but I will carry on. For a brighter day is coming, and it thrills my heart to know there'll be a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of the road when I stroll down the streets of pure gold. I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures as they search for earthly gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in vain. So I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way home, where there's a payday at the end of the road. heavy crown to wear beyond compare. Put on and I'll find a rope. I'll find my payday at the end of the road. Some folks are planning futures as they search for a big gain. They're busy building hopes and dreams, but it all will be in the vain. So I'm laying up my treasure, and I'm working my way home, where there's a payday at the end of the road. There'll be a payday at the end of love's road. When I stroll down the streets of pure gold, I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on a long fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road. I'll have a crown to wear beyond compare. Put on an all-fine robe, I'll find my payday at the end of the road.
When I'm tossed on the sea and the waves cover me,
and the dark clouds won't let the sun shine through, then a voice seems to say, child, there'll be a brighter day. Don't allow the storm to harm sweet heaven you. 'Cause you've got one more valley, one more hill. You've got one more trial, one more tear. One more curve in life's road. One more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile away your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way. Twill be worth it all someday. For it all will be over after a while. 'Cause you got one more valley, one more hill. You've got one more trial, one more tear. One more curve in life's road. One more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile away your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way. 'Twill be worth it all someday. For it will be over after a while. 'Cause you got one more valley, one more hill. You got one more trial, one more tear. One more curve in life's road. One more mile left to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to honor His cause, or blush to speak His name? Must I be carried to the sky on flowery beds of bees, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody sea? Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? And this vile world a friend to grace, to help me on to God. Sure I must fight if I would reign, increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Thy saints in all this glorious war shall conquer though they die. They view the triumph from afar and seize it with their eye. When that the lustrous day shall rise and all thy army shine, and robes of victory through the skies, the glory shall be thine. I'm a pilgrim on a journey, seeking for a better land. The way gets rough and the trials so hard to bear, but I call him who started with me that he'll be there to the end. And when I need strength, he blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that he takes thought of me. The star and the shine, the sun rises at his command. I'm just a small, small grain of sand, and the wonders of his hand. And when I need strength, I find he blesses me again. I've not always been the best man for the Lord that I could be. I've stumbled, yes, sometimes I've given in, but the Lord is great in mercy, and the moment I repent, I find he blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that he takes thought of me. The star and the shine, the sun rises at his command. I'm just a small, small grain of sand, and the wonders of his hand. And when I need strength, I find he blesses me again. I've not always been the best man for the Lord that I could be. I've stumbled, yes, sometimes I've given in, but the Lord is great in mercy, and the moment I repent, I find he blesses me again. And it's so hard to comprehend that he takes thought of me. The star that shines, the sun rises at his command. I'm just a small, small grain of sand, and the wonders of his name. And when I need strength, I find he blesses me again. It's all about Jesus, no matter how you look at it. Mm-hmm. It's just the beginning and the end. The Alpha and the Omega. Without him, there's nothing. People just don't seem to get it. It's got nothing to do with religion. Religion is an opposing force to Christianity. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid the debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Wanted me glory to see him on that day. And I will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Yes, Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. That's the truth. That's why they use a substitute, mm-hmm. or use religion, mm-hmm. or a certain dress code, or a head covering. These are all just substitutes. Mm-hmm. It's easier. I could never pay. He paid a debt. Nobody could pay it. It's only Jesus that could pay that debt. Mm-hmm. And then along comes the devil and gives him a substitute to live in the commune. That's going to satisfy mm-hmm. it. And then you can tell when there's a cult. They put the head covering on the woman. What's that got to do with anything? Head covering. Your hair has been given to you as a covering. People, they don't investigate. They don't go and find out what's the idea of this head covering. You want a head covering, go do what the Muslims do. Just have your eyes sticking out. You wouldn't mm-hmm. really have a head covering.
Yeah, and people think that... I know a couple of women that they wear a head covering because they think an angel came to them and told them, or Jesus told them to wear a head covering. Well, that's contrary to the word of God, and they don't realize that the devil can talk to people.
Yeah, they think that somebody told them to wear a head covering, that it was the Lord. No, it was the devil. You look at the devil, how he works. Go look at the Muslims, the women. That's definitely the devil talking. Mm-hmm. That's what Muslims are, the demonic, diabolical religion. And all these religions are that Hutterite and that Amish, they're all wearing head coverings. That tells you it's a cult. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a dead giveaway. If you get any brains, and that's what the devil does. You get these substitutes. Mm-hmm. Anything but Jesus. Mm-hmm. He'll make a...
Yeah, in the end, he gets worshipped. That's what it's all about, and people don't realize. In the end, Satan gets the worship.
Yeah, they worship the devil with that head covering. I know what the Bible says. Back in the day when Paul was talking to the Corinthians, they were the greatest society back then. And then it was the trend to have, sometimes it's a trend, sometimes it's long hair, sometimes it's short hair. Sometimes, but back then the trend was that society was so corrupted that the women shaved off their head because they were worshiping this goddess. Yeah, you can still see her on pictures, a girl with her head shaved off. And then there are some women today, even today, they cut their head shaved off. Well, they got converted to Christianity and they came in with their shaved off head, and then Paul set the law down. He said, go back and read it. It says, put something on your head to cover your bald, shaved off head, and then once your hair is grown up, then he said, your hair has been given to you as a covering. See what the devil does? He takes a little bit of scripture, and then he twists it so that he gets the glory. And they're worshiping Satan, they don't even know it. But I did some studying, I went to investigate this whole thing. And it's all just tells me they're a cult. It's just that simple.
Yeah, people don't realize it. A lot of the traditions that people have today, they originate from somewhere. Like back in the colony, they usually had this whatever in front of their dress, you know, and it originated from somewhere, and it became such a tradition and such a religion that the people found it hard to let it go, you know, and that's what it is. People make a religion out of it, like let's say that head covering, like you were saying, back in the days of Paul and the Corinthians and that era of time, they had this goddess that they worshipped, and they even have a goddess Diana temple, and then the people got converted to Christianity and the goddess temple was empty. You know, and but with it, they brought some things along with it that pertained to that goddess. And then Paul was dealing with these issues.
And then you can see how people just make a religion out of something. Like that head covering, they made out a tradition and a religion out of it.
One thing you can be rest assured, you see their women had head covering, you know it's a cult. Like the Hulda Manor and all these. That's what I noticed when I went to them. One thing about the Brennamites, their women, they don't carry a head covering. They just have long hair and a dress. But it evolved into a cult too, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when people are uninformed. And the devil loves ignorance, because then he can do with the minds of people just what he wants. But if a person's informed and knows these things, then the devil can't easily intimidate you that much.
Yeah, they're very uneducated. Mm-hmm. And we educated ourselves. Mm-hmm. We sought our own salvation with fear and trembling. We used to think that righteousness before God is living in the commune. And wearing a certain dress code. But I found out, as I moved on into the scripture, that the only righteousness before God is to believe the message for your day.
Mm-hmm.
And once we found that out, and we found a message for our day, and we embraced it with a passion, and all of a sudden, we begin to get blessed. Financially, health-wise, every which way. Just that simple. It's the message for your day. That's the only thing that's righteous before God. It's like I said the other day, Abram believed God and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. Other than that, there was no righteousness in Abram. He was just another guy. But he believed God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what turned God on. He believed him. But, see, we're just doing our job.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He'll loose the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Jeremiah Chapter 1. Jeremiah, he's my kind of a person. I'm going to... The call of Jeremiah. Each one of us has a calling in our lives.
The calling of Sam and Lorraine. We have a calling on our lives. All we got to do is yield and be obedient to what the Lord has called us to do.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I chose you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. It's talking to you and me. Let's be honest. We're not walking on eggshells no more. We got a calling in our lives. That's why we're going through what we're going through. That's why we've been rejected. That's why we're booted out everywhere, shunned. Simply because I've appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. I answered, O Lord God, I really do not know how to speak well enough for that, for I am too young. The Lord said to me, do not say I am too young, but go to whomever I send you and say whatever I tell you. Do not be afraid of those to whom I send you, for I will be with you to protect you, says the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I will most assuredly give you the words you are to speak for me. Know for certain that I hereby give you the authority to announce to the nations the kingdoms that they may be uprooted and torn down, destroyed and demolished, rebuilt and firmly planted. I'll use the King James Version. That's the commission that God gave me way back when, long before I got married even. Then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, see, the Lord speaks to people. If they can only listen. But see, these religiologies and these communes and all that false baptism and all that false religion, if they've stumped out the word of God, that they can't really hear. And even if the Lord wants to talk to them, they can't hear, because then they go into reasoning and they figure they got it all when they got this religiology. But see, you got to be honest before the Lord. And then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, the word of the Lord will speak to anybody that's listening. He's got a place for everybody. But see, like I say, this world has snuffed everything out, because the inhabitants of the earth have become drunk with the wine of that religious fornication, that religiology that's out there. But see, you and I, we got to our rear-view mirror. We left all the garbage behind, that religiology, and we can walk with the Lord now. And that's the way I was when the Lord first saved me. I saw things crystal clear. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before you camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That's what you and I have been doing. We've been tearing down these nations and these cults and these religiologists. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have set this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, and to build and to plant. See, that's the commission that God had for Jeremiah, and that's the commission that God has for people and every generation if they can only be sensitive. Ezekiel got the same commission. And then a different era, and then down to Hosea, he had the same commission. God has somebody, and every generation is going to have to speak up, and like that stone that the builders rejected, it became the cornerstone. And every generation, they have somebody that people walk all over, and here in this generation, in the closing days of time, it happened to be you and me, the scum of society. And that's, I don't mind it. In fact, when it comes to tremendous blessing, that peace and joy unspeakable, full of glory, we're not complaining. It's just the way it is. It's just that God has called you for something, and all we got to do is move on ahead. No matter what they throw at you, just he said to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, I've made your forehead a lot stronger than theirs. So you can go out there and you can say whatever I put in you, whatever I tell you to say. And the same with Jeremiah. He says, just say whatever I put in your mouth. And Jeremiah, he had a tough road to it. There's times he decided one day he's not going to do it anymore. He's going to pack it in. But he said, it burned in my bones like a fire. And it's the same thing with you and I. If we decide to shut up and do what they want us to do and compromise, then it'll burn like a fire in us. We can't be quiet. We got to say what the Lord puts on our heart to say. And we went and then we... And back in the day, I told you time and time again, there came a day when the Lord moved on me to go up and bell that cat and tell that system, the spirit of, expose that system, the spirit of the thing. It's the spirit of the thing. See, the people have been brainwashed just like it says, the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of that religious fornication. They're brainwashed. They don't know any different. And then they go out and do some things and they think they're doing God a service when they terminated us. But see, we got to do what we got to do. The Lord's going to look after things eventually. It is,
It's the end of the day. It's the end of the day that counts, and that's all we're working for. We're working for it at the end of the day to be found faithful and true, because we got to pay at the end of the day. But we got to keep on chipping away until we come to that last day. We're not at the last day yet. So in the meantime, we just got to take whatever they put the whatever comes our way. I'm actually surprised that anybody even listens to us, because we're living in a world where the truth is evil spoken of, and so doomsday spirits, doctrines of devils, and then we're put in the outs, and black will be called white, evil will be called good. We're pegged as the evil ones, and they're pegged as the good ones. When they're the evil ones, and we're the good ones, because we're standing for truth. We have the message for our day, just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord, for the tremendous privilege to be able to work for you, that you call us way back then, and then you've given us the grace to continue on with the program, Lord. Many times we messed up and we fell by the wayside, and but there's something deep in our soul, Lord, that we just couldn't sit there in the muck and the mire. We just have to dust ourselves off many a time, Lord, and just keep on going, Lord. We just give you thanks that you've given us the grace and the patience to go on with us, Lord. We fail you so often, sometimes we get faint in our heart, but we got no other choice. We have to move on if we want to get that crown, if we want to get that payday at the end of the road, Lord. So we just pray you give us the grace to be overcomers in the day and hour we're living, and help us to be able to crucify the flesh so that we can truly work for you, Lord. We just pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, everybody, the Lord wants to speak with everybody, if you can only listen, because he has a work to do for everybody, but not everybody wants to do it. They go for the substitute. The devil always has a substitute. And he started out, you can go back in the days of Martin Luther, when the just shall live by faith, and Martin Luther single-handedly, we said it over and over again, he put the European world, they were steeped in Roman Catholicism, and they had to buy everything. They had to buy penance, they had to buy this, they had to buy that. If they wanted to get married, they had to pay the Roman Catholic Church. If they wanted to get buried, they had to pay the Roman Catholic Church. It was all a monetary system. And then along comes Martin Luther. God gave him a revelation, just to live by faith. He got it from that angel. Is this the revelation that this is going to be eternal life, that they believe of them whom I will send? And then the angel found the vocal cord of Martin Luther. But he could only talk to him, and his desperation as he crawled up the step there, he had agony of his soul. And then the Lord came on the scene, or that angel came on the scene, and told Martin Luther, to just to live by faith, just that simple. You don't have to buy, you don't have to get nothing to, you don't have to kiss Mary's feet and all that garbage and all that Roman Catholic filth. You don't have to get involved in that. The just shall live by faith. And he walked away from that Roman Catholic church, locked himself up in his room, and then for a number of days. And then when he was done, he went and put his teasing on the church at Wittenberg, Germany, and there he did 39 things he had against the Catholic Church. The Catholic had evolved into a substitute, and they had the people all in darkness, and he single-handedly put the church, put the European world out of that diabolical satanic darkness. And then he was, you could say, I sent you to tear down and to pull down. That's exactly what he did. He tore down that religiology, and that's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. We've been hammering away here. First of all, we started with these Hutterite cults back in the day, and they didn't like that. So what they do, they tried to threaten you first. Well, you can't come to church here anymore. And then I know what they're up to. I know they're going to try to break me down. Well, if I can't go to church, I'll find a church to go to. And then, well, you can't work here anymore. Well, I'll find work. See, you just call their bluff. But see, I know already what they're going to do. They're going to use their diabolical tricks to try to break you, to make a compromise. But see, the Lord, I put something inside of me. I refuse to compromise, because I know I was right. And at the end of the day, I know God's going to protect me. He's going to prove me to be right. You know the story. It goes back in the early 90s when that old thing happened, and Then there came that split, and but see, we just keep on going, and then just because they terminate you, that don't mean that you're gonna, that God can't use you anymore. So you go to the Pentecost, and you found out the Pentecost are doing the same thing, and then you end up at the as a Brenhamite out in Vancouver, and you find out there it's the same thing. And there again, I was the Lord moved on me to expose that Eddie Biscoe. I told the people out there he's just using the message for to build himself an empire, and they were given orders to escort me out of church there, not to let me come into the church anymore. See, they do the same thing. It's all demonic. It's all cultic. It's all Satan substitute. The fact that they preach the message, that does not say that they're not cultic.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the first
thing the Lord warned me about. He said there's a lot of danger in there, and he showed me exactly where the danger is. And as time went on, I began to see the cracks, and I began to expose it. What I was doing, I was tearing down that system, and to this day, we're exposing it. See, you don't literally take a gun and a sledgehammer and go tear things down. You just simply expose it, just like I did with that Hutterite cult. It's just a cult at all. That whole thing is just a cult. These preachers, they're just agents of Satan. That's all they are. They're Antichrist, and the proofs in the pudding, because, like we were saying the other day, they hear us not because they're not of God. And how do you do it? You just tell them the truth. We know the truth came for the church in the literacy that God sent the prophet. And they tell them that, and what do? They do exactly what they did back in the Dark Ages. They took them down, burned them at the stake. But here in these last days, everything is so corrupted and so ingrained in religiology, the inhabitants, that speaks everybody. The inhabitants up here, they become drunk with the wine of that religiology, of that false religion and all that stuff. Now you're trying to come in and you try to penetrate it, like I say, I'm surprised anybody even listens to us, because the truth shall be evil spoken of. The things we're saying, they're so foreign to a lot of people. They just chill right out because they can't take the truth. But the thing of the matter is, we're telling people the truth. God has given us a commission to tear down, to destroy, and then to build and to plant. And that's exactly what we're doing. Back in the Bible it says, plant a good tree, then the fruit will be good. That diabolical, satanic, fall water baptism is from Satan, instituted 325 A.D. by Constantine. You could go back and check it. It's just a flick of a button, and you can find everything out that we're saying here. It's just punch it nice here around. What happened back there? All these bishops and all these churches and all these false people that Satan has brought together, they had a meeting. At the end of the meeting, from now on, we're not going to baptize X-238 anymore. We're going to do our own thing. And it was introduced by Satan. Now, from now on, we'll baptize in the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And they didn't start out by pouring or sprinkling. They just started out with still immersion. But as time went on, it got worse and worse. And then they did it by pouring. And then eventually they baptized infants. And all the garbage goes. But see, we're just bringing everything back, tearing down the ideology. These false religions, their ideology and their imaginations, you know. And then it says to build and to plant. To build what? You got to go back to your original hobby. Water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you build and to plant. That's what we're doing. And I just thought about that yesterday when the Lord gave me that scripture. I said to you, it reminded me of the scripture that gave me way back then. And then I took inventory of our life, what you and I have been doing for the last 30 years. We're just exposing it. And what we're doing by exposing it, you're actually destroying it. God has given us the authority. That's why they can't do nothing to us. All we got to do is move ahead and don't worry what they'll do to you. Sure, they'll put you out of the synagogues and all that. And they'll put you in like you're the bad guy and they're the good guy. All that's part of the program. But see, we educated ourselves, and we know exactly what's going on. So we're still continuing on. It's not just the outright. It's the Amish, and we go after the Amish. It's the Society of the Brethren down there. It's the Brenhamites. Now it's the Jacksonites. It's all these cults. And all we're doing, we're exposing it for what it is. And then once you expose it, it kind of self-destructs. We don't have to go and take a sledgehammer and destroy. All you got to do is tell them the truth. The truth is marching on. We're just telling people the truth. And like I say, I'm surprised anybody still listens to us, because we're telling people the truth. And here in this last day, like I say, the truth shall be evil spoken of. It's just that simple. And we got a tough road to hoe, but so if we want to get that payday, we just gotta carry on, just like Jeremiah. He had a tough road to hoe. His family disowned him. They kicked him out, and then they put him down a well. And oh man, he had it so bad. He even cursed the day he was born. He even decided to told the Lord, "I'm not going to speak anymore in your name." But see, like. When God has a commission for you, a job for you, you got to do it. You got no choice. You got no option, because just the way it is. You and I, we've been given a mandate to continue on with the program. That's what we're doing. And we're exposing these Eddie Bissells and these Brenhamites and these Jacksonites and these religions out there and these Amish and these society of brethren. It's all satanic, driven by Satan, because here in his end time, Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. Because he goes to prove, back in the book of Revelation, he says, come out of her, my people. Come out of these cults. Come out of this religiology. Come into the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into the truth for your day. And God's going to do something for you. You're going to see things you've never seen before. If you can only get yourself to that place where you believe the message for you, it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Like when you will look at the life of Jeremiah, like Jeremiah, he was around 650 to 570. So that was before the destruction of Jerusalem, before the destruction of the temple, before the Babylonians came. And he prophesied on what is coming and if they don't repent, and then they're going, the Babylonians are going to come and they're going to be destroyed. So he lived around that time frame of the Babylonians, and that's what he did. When you will read in the next chapter of Jeremiah 2, it says in verse 8, your priests did not ask, where is the Lord? Those responsible for teaching my law did not really know me. Your rulers rebelled against me. Your prophets prophesied in the name of the God of Baal. They all worship idols that could not help them. So once more I will state my case against you, says the Lord. I will also state it against your children and grandchildren. Go west across the sea to the coast of Cyprus and see. See, that's what he was doing. See, the prophets and the priests of that day and hour were prophesying in the name of Baal. They weren't prophesying in the name of God. They didn't even know God. Like it says, they really don't know me. Mm-hmm. And that's what you can say to a lot of these people out there, these preachers that are in the pulpit. They don't really know God. If they would know God, they would know and tell you that God sent a prophet. And that what that prophet's role was is to bring us back to the Word of God. So that's what we're doing. We're tearing down, just like Jeremiah did, tearing down those strongholds of what religion brings along with it. Like back in the day of Jeremiah, they were worshiping Baal and that Astarte and these things that were those false gods of the foreign countries around them. And that's what they eventually bow down to. And Jeremiah was exposing it. And the same way here, that Trinity baptism is the same way as those Baal and those Astarte and those false gods. It's just took on a different form, because Roman Catholicism changed all these things, and they took those pagan gods that they had back in the day in that Old Testament, those foreign gods that they had, they took them and they introduced them into Christianity, and they just put on a Christian name on it, And there, then, the people, that's what they worship. And that's what we're tearing down. That's why a prophet had to come to show us the right way of what the early church had, water baptism in Jesus' name. And we're just exposing, like the Hutterites, they're steeped in Roman Catholicism. All their teachings and their ways of doing things is based on Roman Catholicism. And there is no two ways about it. And then we expose, like, when God moved us out of there, like, that didn't just happen that we came across this. God walked us through what this is all about. Like, when I grew up, I knew that Hutterite, there was something wrong with that system. There, nobody needed to tell me that. I knew in my spirit something is wrong, something is not right, because the God that I was, the God of the Creator, allowed me to know Him, and I knew that God was not the Hutterite God. See, these things we are exposing and tearing down and rooting up and rebuilding on the right foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what they're building on Roman Catholicism. We're bringing them back to the building of the real of the Lord Jesus Christ and the prophets and the apostles and on those things that have been firmly established in the Word of God. And the Brenhamites, like, they don't realize it, that they're worshiping a bruised serpent. And they're not worshiping the true and living God. See, that's the same way what Jeremiah was exposing back then. The devil is very trickish. If you are not on to his tricks, you end up worshiping the devil instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you don't worship the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil always has a substitute. Mm-hmm. There's always a substitute. That's where you have to be so careful. And that's what, even after Brother Jackson went off the scene, we had to expose what was going on there. And that's been our role in life. And it's just what God has allowed us to see and walk through. And it's our responsibility to expose it. And in it, no, you don't make any friends. You do. It's the exact opposite. But, you know, we have a job to do. And just like Jeremiah, and in the end, we want to be found faithful to what God has allowed us to see and what He wants us to do. Because if we don't, we will be found negligent in things. And we don't want to be found negligent. You know, we want to be found true and faithful of exposing these things, of the unfruitful works of darkness and the ways that the devil has deceived people into worshiping Him instead of worshiping God. And that is just how it is.
Amen to that. I thought when they terminated me from that colony, now I'm rid of it. My job ends. But I come to the Pentecostals, and here, lo and behold, the Lord telling me to do the same thing with the Pentecostals. Mm-hmm. And I come to the Mennonites, and here I got to do the same thing with the Mennonites. And I come to the Brenhamites, and I got to do the same thing with the Brenhamites. I told that Eugene Braun and that fair guy down there at the Grundtal, I told them that God used Brother Jackson to carry on with the program. Well, they didn't believe me. I tried to prove it via the scriptures, just like I did with these Hutterites. I tried to prove to them via the scriptures that God sent the prophet and water baptism. Their baptism is of the devil, and at the end of the day, you know, they put you in the outs and they reject you. And the same thing happened when I went to the Brenhamites. They put you in the outs, and then what are you going to do? You just got to keep on going, and then come to the Brother Jackson. As long as Brother Jackson was around, everything was hunky-dory, because he made sure that none of these false teaching comes in. But the minute he goes off the scene, the Lord takes him, and here the devil comes in just like a cloud and uses James Allen to bring in We're in the Third Day. Then he used to happen a crowd after 2 days. On and on the red we go. Then I got to go in there and expose him, you know. Your job is not over until it's over, until you're out of this place. Mm-hmm. And then we come to, like I say, we come to the Jacksonites, and it's the same thing. The Satan, he just waits, and then he waits a bit, and then he brings in his corruption and his diabolical satanic teachings. We're in the Third Day, after 2 days. And then if you fellowship with them, you become part of them. That's why we had to withdraw ourselves. That's why the Lord gave you that scripture. Remember the things you've been taught. We've been taught solid things from Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson, and we just, we were given the orders to hold on to the things that you've been taught. And if somebody teaches contrary, when it comes in with a different doctrine, from such withdraw. Mm-hmm. That's the only weapon we have. We have no weapon to fight against all these demonic forces. We can only do one thing, withdraw from them that come on with a different doctrine. That's what we're doing, that's what we did, and we're still standing solid and true. We got a commission from the Lord to do exactly what we're doing, and all we ask from the Lord is to be faithful and to keep our limbs all trimmed and burning. We don't want no red carpet. We don't want no fame and glory. We don't even want their money. We use our own resources to do whatever we're doing, because the Lord pays us good. He always goes out before. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The Lord goes out before, even before we can even think about it. The Lord is there to supply everything that we need for daily living. And it's just that simple. We got nothing to complain about. The only thing we complain about is our own failures and our own shortcomings. That's all. Yeah. See, well, we just kind of keep going.
Uh-huh. Well, it does say, I have set thee over nations and over kingdoms. Like, yeah. It's plural. That's the same way. You know, even if you're not owned a Hutterite colony, and you're still exposing it for what it is, and even going on from there, exposing all these denominations out there. See, this is like kingdoms and nations, you know, and exposing like the Brenhamites. What happened after Brother Brenham left the scene, and what happened after Brother Jackson left the scene. See, we're exposing all that and rooting it up, you know. And then once that is rooted up, you can build and plant, you know, mm-hmm. the real, what is real and true. And just the same way what Jeremiah did back in the Old Testament, and all the prophets, you know, they were had a job to do, and they wanted to be faithful to what God shows them to say and do.
Amen. Jeremiah decided one day he's not going to speak anymore. And the Bible says it burdened him like a fire. And like you were saying, we're going after the nations. Nation is not necessarily the Russia and all that. Mm-hmm. It's religious nations.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And when I was with the Mennonites, I told that John Frost, he was a key preacher in that outfit that he was in, and I exposed him. And to this day, he still can't believe it. I told him God sent the prophet. And he fought it vehemently right to this day. He's trying to find excuse, but I think his health is deteriorating, that he can't even think straight anymore, because he's supporting something that's not real. And I told him years ago, that when I was back in the early 90s, just when I was terminated from that Hutterite thing, and then I went to his church for a while, and then here I found out it's just another Hutterite colony. And then from there I went on and on and on, and this day, we're just moving on. The truth is marching on. Mm-hmm. All we're doing, we're exposing these things, bring them out to the light, and then and that way is the only way you can destroy it. Like I say, we're not going to go in there with a sledgehammer and destroy their infrastructure. It's the religiology of the thing. Mm-hmm. To build it, to plan. Now, to build it, all you got to do is just tell them the truth. Just tell them that God sent the prophet. Just tell them to put the truth here that we have into their PA system and let it play over and over again. That's how you build that mm-hmm. structure. You can't go in there and destroy their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You just destroy the religiology of it, the false teaching that they've accumulated over the years. And that's all we're doing. We're tearing down, pulling down, and then we're building and planting with the truth. It's all about the truth. The truth is marching on. The message for your day, this will take you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to let people know what this is all about. Just like Jeremiah, he was called to root out and to tear down and to destroy all these wrong ideologies, these foreign gods, Lord, that are in the land, Lord. And redirecting them to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the true and living God, Lord. And building on that foundation, Lord, that you have given us in the early church there, and building on that foundation, and not on those strange doctrines that are out there, Lord, and they're all doctrines of devils, Lord, because we know what was told what will happen in the end time. They're seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and that's what you see out there. So we're just rooting them out and tearing them down and pulling them out and destroying them, Lord, as you because you've walked us through it and allowed us to see that wrong, Lord, and what is real and true. And we give you thanks for that. And we just pray that you'll help people to understand that and analyze their lives and what it's all about, the religion that they're in, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.